Blind Cool Tech, January 26, 2007.
Blind Cool Tech, where fun.
Well, I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology,
hello, and blindness.
Who put that wall there?
Can all come together.
Hey y'all, how you doing? I'm here with my good buddy Roger Smith in Orlando in downtown Disney, and we're going to do a little bit just of a sound seeing tour. We're at the ATIA conference. So Roger's guiding me, and we're here with Tony and Maria and Armando all from APH. Well, Armando's not, I guess, but... So, we're just walking into the downtown area, I guess, or the...
We're walking into the area on the far side of the downtown Disney,
okay.
Which would be the, in my opinion, south side.
In your opinion, she said west side, Raj.
Okay, we'll go with west.
That's Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a show there?
I've heard about it. I'd love to go. I hadn't been, though.
It's expensive, but it's probably one of the most awesome shows I've ever seen.
It's what, acrobatics kind of thing?
Yeah, a lot. And, but I mean, it's they bring in to it a lot of theatrics and a lot of music. And, but it is just unbelievable. And every one of their shows is completely different from the next.
Oh, I'll be darned.
In Las Vegas, I think they have 5 different ones.
Oh, really? Tony, you lead the way. You said you knew a couple good places to eat.
Well, here's the House of Blues, and okay. They have a very versatile menu if you want to.
Maria, what about House of Blues for supper?
I'd love to go there, yeah.
It's right here.
Okay.
Let's do it. We might have to wait, but that's okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We can get cigars and smoke them while we're waiting. They got a, you know how some stores have a wooden Indian outside? Well, they got a wooden Elvis standing out.
What, full-size kind of thing?
Hey, I'll show you. Tony's getting his reservations. Elvis.
It is full-size.
Just about.
I'll be darned.
He's got his diamond studded coat on. He's
yeah,
ready.
He is. Oh, okay. It's not the...
He's on a pedestal.
Yeah. That's pretty slick. Is he painted up like
he is. Yeah, he is. Hair, sideburns. He looks like Elvis. All these rings, all these jewels on his coat.
Popular place, huh?
Uh-huh.
Bet they got some good barbecue here.
I bet they do too.
But as many are looking at
We ate at that Cuban place last time we were here, didn't we?
We sure did. It was good.
Yeah, it was real good. Man, a lot of people and activity around.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an hour away.
Whoa. Well, I guess we can walk around, though.
I gave up my room key. You have to use a credit card. I figured the room key was easier than the credit card. I was afraid they might go shopping.
Well, we got, right now I have...
I'll ask them how
eight
kind of
o'clock.
Range I've got.
Okay.
How far I can go. But y'all do what you want.
We can stay in this general vicinity.
Yeah. You know,
I'm going to get tired pretty quick, so we can start walking and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold the table and hope you guys
can hear.
Yeah, but right now we can just walk somewhere and then we'll come right back.
Okay, we'll wait on
operates on the property, she said, but if I wanted to walk around for 30 or 40 minutes and then come back, it would be all
okay.
Okay. You know, I was just going to tell Roger, Tony, we were at spaghetti factory and got one of those. And you know, we were about five blocks away and that thing buzzed still. Yeah, I was amazed it had such a range. Is that live music?
Yeah, it's a one-man band.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Wonder who he is.
They have a ride that looks like a wash machine dryer where it tumbles and you spin. And I don't think I'd want to go in it after I eat.
I'm going to walk over to Circuit de Soleil and go through the store.
Sounds like a good idea.
We're gonna walk over to the Cirque du Soleil and go through the store.
So they have rides here too? Is that what you said?
One only that I see right
now.
Oh,
okay.
This thing spins and turns and twists. You sit in it.
I smell the cigars.
Oh, cigars. I do too. Now that you mention it.
Oh man, that smells good.
Mm-hmm. Now that ain't cigars.
No. I bet that's House of Blues we're smelling. Uh-huh. Ooh, making me hungry. So what else you see out here, Raj?
Right now we're in front of the ticket counter for Circus Day today, and we're going to be heading inside. Tony's checking out the prices. They're like $60.
It started at $60 and go up to $119.
Hmm. I think I'll be staying outside.
How long is the show?
It was worth it. It was like 2 hours.
Oh. Really?
It was most unreal, unbelievable thing ever.
Everybody that's gone to it has said that.
This is a typical store for, you know, all kinds of knickknacks, t-shirts.
Okay.
Anything with Circus Day Soleil logos on it. Hats. Clown hats. Even lava lights.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This one's called Nuba. N-O-U-B-A. Nuba.
Huh.
And so each one of them has their own name and their own theme. Sometimes you'll catch them on TV on the entertainment. Travel.
Uh-huh. Keychains. I don't know what they call them, dumbbells that they juggle with. We'll walk around. Postcards. Videos, DVD videos of different shows.
Hmm.
Here you go, Larry, just what you need. That's a hat.
Boy, it is a hat, isn't it? Yeah, that looks like something I would wear too.
For you.
Huh?
This is a mask that you can put on.
I love that hat.
That's a Pinocchio nose.
They had one of those at Lynn's Cafe.
It's a clown mask with a Pinocchio nose. Oh, I should have brought my camera.
I should wear that to the booth tomorrow. Look at this, Mo. Look at the nose on that thing.
Oh, wow.
It's painted up like a clown.
Oh, the other way?
Yes. But it has a real long nose like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
My, what big nose you have there, Maria.
My sexy or what?
You lied about something today.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. How old are you?
I'm Charles Roger.
Here's a hat for you.
That's a jest.
Catch this,
the court jest.
The court jester. Yeah.
Oh.
I like that's better than the feathers. Check this out, Mo. Is that lights on the end or bells?
It's bells.
Little bells.
That's headgear, isn't it?
It makes you to try it off.
It makes you twice as tall, Ma.
There you are.
Hey, we can keep up with you that way.
Okay, Armando, Maria, I have to get my camera to work here in a minute.
Oh no, you're not gonna do that.
Oh yeah, it takes a second perfect. Okay. All right, both
That's
of you.
Fine.
Ready? You gotta stand still. There we go.
Hey, we can put that up on the webpage.
You got it.
No, you're not.
You better not. Put it
hey, let's,
no.
let's no. get the Pinocchio mask, too.
The many faces of Maria Del Campo.
I'll send that to you.
it's
pretty good.
Okay. Is that a camera or is it your phone?
Phone.
Your phone,
camera,
okay.
Phone. I didn't bring a regular camera.
You know, mine broke.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, there.
All right.
More hats, more masks.
Go ahead.
What do you say? Ready?
So how much are those hats like that? Just out of curiosity.
35 dollars.
Well, that's not as bad as I thought.
They vary. They go from 35 to 29. And then they have a lot of stuff. Little clown animals. Right here's one.
Oh, okay.
All kinds. That's a jester.
Hmm.
Puppets. T-shirts. Little pull along toys that wobble when you pull them.
Yeah.
Balls. Bags for shopping. T-shirts galore. Then they have masks like you would see at Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah?
But they're not for sale.
Hey, Roger, here's a T-shirt because of shirts for Linda.
That's interesting. Well, we got to check the price on these now.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a honey, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it says Canada, 49, so USA, 30,
45, okay. We got to stay about 25.
There's a little one over here. We have a mini shirt.
Midriff. No, we're going to skip. We're not going for midriff.
$19.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Roger's interested.
What size? I need small. A medium. I see a medium.
You need a small. What is it?
Oh, you need an extra small. All right, we can do that.
Well, yeah, I found you something, huh?
I do need an extra small, Roger. Look.
Oh, well, maybe Linda needs a small then.
Do they make extra small?
I don't know. They may shrink.
Here's a small petite, but it's kind of a Wedgwood blue, and it's got some strange-looking black stripes on the front of it. Oh, it shows the person up on the high wire or something. Oh, would you rather go black? Ooh, look at this.
What color is this one?
It's a blue.
It's a blue.
Light blue sleeve, and then up here it like you have a shirt underneath of the top.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a sleeve that's unique.
But it's the same color, the sleeve and
no.
The shirt.
One's light blue, one's medium blue. The top
in
the center is medium blue, the sleeves are light blue.
Okay.
We're blocking traffic.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
Keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to find something for the grandkids.
A lot of masks.
Here's another one, Larry.
Oh, now that would be dangerous.
It's a mask.
Wow. Is that the top or the bottom?
That's the beak.
Oh, every part of the beak.
Goes like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, you look good there, Larry.
Yeah, it's an improvement, huh? Boy, that is a schnoz, ain't it? Oh, Lord.
Let me see that.
Here you go, Mo.
That could be considered a weapon.
Oh, boy. This is
You know, the other day I found my longhorns I got, and I was going to hang them up above
there
the in the garage. I put them on my head just to try them out. Man, you get a whole new attitude when you have these big old horns sticking out of your head. It's like anything goes.
Party fellow, huh?
Just take whatever you want.
Easy.
There's those, I don't know what they call them, dumbbells or whatever they juggle with.
Oh, okay. That looks like a baseball bat, kind of.
It's kind of between a bowling pin and a baseball
bat. Yeah. This, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. There you go, there. I'm looking for Tony now. They're over. More shirts. Handbags, more, a lot of shirts, more masks. I can't let Linda listen to this podcast or she'll know how much a paper.
Well, it was really 119, Linda.
There you go. You want to hang with Tony while I pay for this?
Yeah.
Oh, you actually going to get her that?
That's the best pop in all
cool.
Day.
Yeah,
what's it got on it?
It's kind of, I don't know, cross plaid. It's got the Circus Lay characters. You can see them silhouette across the shirt. Huh. And it's real pretty.
Okay.
Price is right.
Yep.
It's kind of a silky feel. It's probably about a $45 shirt. Just getting it for $19.
Huh. Yeah, that is a deal. You're not going to get one, Mo?
Nah.
I'm half tempted to get one of those wild hats. That's pretty cool. Did you see the feather one?
No, I didn't see.
About a foot tall feather sticking up all over the top of it.
The Jasper one was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was. I like that. I was in Boston here a few years ago at New Year's, and there was people wearing hats like that with lights all on them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's a wild place to be.
It was. It was fun. The whole downtown was celebrating.
They have a headset here if you want to hear some of the music from their show.
Yeah. Where's it at? How many people are in these shows?
There's a huge
quite
amount.
A cast,
I'll tell you, the costumes are so tight that sometimes you think they don't have anything on at all.
I'll be darned.
You look real close. You can't tell sex about either one.
I'll be darned. Oh, that's the same thing playing up there, isn't it? Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was just listening. It's some pretty good stuff.
No, I said typical, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I got one of my purchases out of the way.
Two more to go.
I was listening over here. We don't want to talk about how cheap I am.
I was going to show you a board out denim bag.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, what is the price?
$75. This girl in front of me bought a leather bag that was not big, $79.
Oh yeah, we saw those.
And yeah, it looked like something that
it
you could
not even leather.
Is that right?
We picked that up. It was like a triangular.
Yes, triangular.
We saw it. It's like vinyl.
I'll be darned.
I swear you could buy the same thing at Walmart for $15.
Well, I was going to show you the denim one, and I thought that should be, you know. Mm-hmm.
You're cheap too, huh, Mo?
That is unreal.
Or just
full,
sensible.
Full of holes. Yeah, right.
That gives a character.
They got a thing that goes on a string. It's like a spool and two sticks, and you juggle it and throw it up in the air. The kid's not doing too good. He keeps dropping it. That reminds me of the old Ed Sullivan TV shows where they have all the jugglers come out.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to walk out. In the show, I think it's in Las Vegas, they actually have like four of the Chinese girls.
Uh-huh.
Those kids must be like 7 years old.
Doing those.
And they're doing the thing. And they lift those things way up in the air and they come down and they catch them in those cords. You know?
I was telling Larry, that reminds me of what you used to see on the old Ed Sullivan show. They had jugglers and acrobats. Boy, something does smell
good.
Sure
does. That's what I'm getting. Barbecue. Uh-huh. And cigars.
I have yet to see the cigar.
Somebody's found them.
Now that wouldn't be good, spend $20 for a cigar, $19 for a
No. Is that what those cigars were?
Should we head back?
You are more than welcome. Now we're going to walk around a while.
Yeah.
You're talking about time-wise?
Yeah, time-wise.
Gosh, well, I think we got a little time yet.
About 20 minutes.
I got 20 after 8. I think we started at 8 o'clock. We got down here at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Tony, what time did we get our pick up our little thing for our reservation?
I don't know.
I've got 20 after 8. I'd say we could walk around a little while longer. Are you okay with walking?
Yeah, I could walk a little bit more.
We're relatively close, so I think we're okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We're going to another store.
There's a Disney store there.
Yes.
Disney. I want to get
Eeyore t-shirt or stuffed animal or something.
Grandkids like Eeyore?
One of them does. The youngest one does. And I know these are not cheap.
You know what?
These will not be cheap.
Nope. Well, I don't think anything's cheap here. How do they? I'll tell you what, I'm tempted.
I found my hat.
You got a sorcerer from Mickey Mouse.
Yep, I got my hat. It's a goofy hat. It's got the flappy ears.
Larry, if you wore that, dog would take it down.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
And a fridge.
I better put that back.
Now we need to take a picture of Roger.
Yes.
What did you do in Disney World?
Okay, take a picture of Roger.
Oh.
Come on.
All right, let me get my hat. You gotta get one for Larry. How about the sorcerer, Larry?
Yeah.
The what?
The sorcerer.
The wizard.
The
sorcerer.
The wizard from Mickey Mouse.
Oh, okay.
We'll put this
See how
in
pointed it is?
Yeah. All right.
You need one too, Tony?
No.
Oh, come on.
You may wear
this. This is better than Mutt and Jeff from last year.
Now, do these go on the sides?
Yes. They're your Disney ears.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right, Raj.
All right.
You ready?
Got it. There you go. Get in here, Tony.
Tequila.
Tony's got it.
Tequila.
Tequila sunrise.
Yeah.
Got to get back a little further to get all three of us.
Okay, yeah.
No, you gotta give that to, is it Jamie? Yeah. Who does our newsletter?
Oh, don't do that.
Get all right, there. I'm going to take your hat away.
How much are those things, Raj?
$22.
$22. Okay. Well, it's too small for me, darn it. Oh, that's okay. Don't
You're
look.
Just a big kid.
Right. I like that jester one better. That, yeah, was, yeah. That was pretty
cool.
Found
your hat. Happy birthday. Those are candles on top of the hat.
This is the hat.
That is a birthday hat.
The Mad Hatter.
All right, where's that camera?
Happy birthday, Celia. Antonio.
It's your birthday, dear. No. You're only five now.
Happy birthday, Antonio. Oh, this is so funny.
Okay, Mo, here we go. Smile pretty.
The birthday boy has to be in.
Oh, that fits you well.
We're going to save this one anyway. And then it'll take a minute to save it.
Okay.
Tony, you got to get you a hat.
Grab one. Come on.
I do Goofy?
Yes.
Goofy's got real long ears.
You are Goofy.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
All the open. God
bless. Happy birthday.
I'm cool. My memory is filled up.
Here, you want to use mine?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
We'll take it with Maria.
Oh, okay.
No, you're not safe.
Go ahead, Armando.
You're not safe, honey.
Okay. Come out way, Larry.
Which one's crazier?
Jesus. Oh, they look like a pair of famous songs.
Yeah.
Drunk again.
Okay, now this is not what we came in here for.
No.
Let's find Eeyore.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Man, I couldn't work in here smelling that barbecue all day.
Really? For Mom and your digestive. Okay, bye.
One thing about any Disney shop, nothing but kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kids and baby carriages.
And expensive.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, I don't see anything at all. Everything's Pirates because of that movie that came out.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Little stuffed animals. Here's a Eeyore stuffed animal. $22. Oh. No, $20.
Is that what you're looking for?
I was thinking more of a shirt.
Oh.
I'm sure she would like that.
Yeah, I bet she would.
For $20, I would too.
Man, he's got a schnoz on him, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. There you go.
Let's see what Winnie the Pooh costs.
Was the other one a Winnie fan?
He's 20. I don't know on that one. That's 25.
25.
Uh huh.
You need one, Armando? You could get one for Fred and Corbin.
I know.
Nah.
They don't last.
No.
I bought them a toy the other day, and no more than 5 minutes later.
Yes.
And it said, what did it say?
Indestructible.
Heavy duty? Five minutes.
Oh, man. You got some heavy duty dogs.
I do.
There's a little Pooh Bear for 13. Wow. Now, if I could find an Eeyore in that size. Armando, you see an Eeyore in this size? I need an Eeyore, this kind of doll, that size. That's only 13.
Okay.
But I don't see any.
See, just
I see Tigger, I see Pooh. Oh, there we go.
All right, Raj.
First price? Yeah, yes.
Good.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Here.
Shopping is over.
All right. That was easy.
All right. Thank you. Oh, made my day.
Okay.
Pooh and Eeyore. Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore.
Yes, go.
We can go for another one.
Yeah.
sí, sí, sí.
He looks pretty good. All right, let's. I'm going to go ahead and pay for this.
All right. See, I guess I'll just hang out right here.
If I had three grandkids, I could get Tigger, but if I got three, they would fight over it.
I think I'm three of them.
Yeah, you could.
You'd have to get four and give them two each.
Well, who else is? No, I ain't getting four. You're starting something.
You were going for it there for a minute.
I was trying to think, well, who else is there? It's either Tigger, Eeyore, Pooh. Okay. You going to stay here or you going to go with me later?
Yeah, I'll hang out here. Man, this place is packed, isn't it?
You know, when we came, it was about lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was empty.
Oh, yeah?
I was just asking him something about the store, and he said, oh, this is the store where we were before. I just couldn't even think that it was the same.
Wow. I guess it all starts up in the evenings,
yes,
huh?
Yes, uh-huh. In fact, some of the places, like the Hard Rock and things like that, they were closed.
Yeah. Oh, y'all came here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, I was thinking you actually went to the park the other day.
No, we were just here.
Have you been to the park? Like the Epcot or any of those?
Yeah. But we did not this time.
Yeah.
We were here at the beginning of last year, at some point. Had to do something here, and he came over. And we did Epcot, and we did Universal.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You probably spent the day at Epcot in the computer area, didn't you?
Anyway. I was pretty much everywhere. That was pretty neat place.
The countries, rather.
Yeah. And some of the rides, like that that space mission, I was really impressed with that one.
Oh, God. He got sick of that one.
Yeah, I could see where you'd get sick. You know which other one I really liked was that test track where you... You're in a
cool
car and they start doing slides and all this stuff. That was pretty neat.
Those two were.
Those guys must be going about 60 or 70 miles an hour when they do that.
Roger's all the way on the other side of the store. Do you want to walk over there?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do. All right.
Miles that way.
Thought you found something to buy there, Tony.
No, some kid dropped something on the floor and I didn't want anybody falling down. Let's see, we need to get around this. All right, we're over here.
Okay. Well, my shopping is done.
Hey,
except
congratulations.
For cigars. That I can do without cigars.
What do we do with
Maria is...
Maria went out the other door.
Okay. I'm going to walk around the other door through the inside. Are you going outside?
They're right here.
Okay. Let's say we go back and just sit down and wait.
Yeah, I'll do that, or we can check to see, how we're doing.
Okay.
You want to go back and check and see how we're doing?
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay. Okay.
Getting windy out here now.
What is that over there?
Mm-hmm. That, Tony, we're going to walk over here and check out what's going on. We'll catch up with you.
Okay. Waymaker 76, so, thanks, number 76.
Okay.
So if I get the table, I'll just go ahead and put it down.
Give me a call.
Yeah, okay.
Ticket booth over here, so they must have more than just this one ride.
I didn't even realize they had rides in this park.
one-man band just to my left here. Only this time it's a one-girl band.
Oh, what is she playing? Oh, a guitar.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
House of Blues ticket office. Now, where on earth does the House of Blues sell tickets to?
Well, let's find out.
Well, they were closed.
Oh.
Disney Theater to our right. You can watch Pirates. All kinds of movies.
Oh, you watch Disney movies?
Yeah,
in there?
Huh. House of Blues gift shop to my left. Don't look at my watch. It's been about 40 minutes. I guess we should head on back.
Probably should.
Just some stores to my right. Rocky Balboa. They're selling something about him. I couldn't tell you. Big and Rich. The Game. Wolfgang Puck. His restaurant's up here on the left.
Yeah, we'll have to try that one year.
Only if you want to wait a long time.
Oh,
I mean,
they got a line
out
there?
Out the door. More theaters. Planet Hollywood in the distance. All right, we're going to turn around.
I could pass on Planet Hollywood.
I think that's where I bought my coat one year.
Oh, did you?
No, it was Hard Rock. Hard
yeah.
Rock.
Oh man, I bet you paid for that.
It was $40 on sale. I gave it to my son when he got it.
Did it have Hard Rock written on it?
Uh-huh. Orlando. You can stand out here and watch the movie. They're showing previews. Big screen. Probably 8 foot by 10 foot screen.
Well, great sound too.
I didn't realize this, the Cirque du Soleil, you have an upstairs rotunda that you stand around and you look through and watch it. And, nope, wrong, that's ticket line.
Oh.
So you don't get to see them. But still, you have a big rotunda upstairs.
I'm not gonna work out.
Man, I can't get over all the people.
Just everywhere.
American culture.
Mm-hmm. This is what America is all about.
It is.
I'm looking for Tony and Maria and Amanda. Variety of places to sit.
Oh, my husband's kind of open.
I found Maria. We are back.
Oh, we're back.
We walked about halfway up.
Okay, it's about
25 minutes. You want to do some more exploring?
Well, might as well walk as sit. Well, she just wants to sit
inside here if you want to sit inside. You want to sit inside?
Tony, we're going to walk down the street. We'll be back about 15. Yeah, we'll be back about 15. So.
Actually, she said we clocked in at 8:01.
Okay. So you want to ride a ride, Rog?
Not me.
Yeah, wham.
I tell you what, you're more than welcome to ride that ride. This
the
thing
dryer.
Spins every which way. I'm too old to be doing those things. Even when I was young, I was too old.
Yeah. I used to think that Tilt-A-Whirl was such a wimpy ride, and I got on one, oh, it's been about 20 years ago now, and man, that thing made me sick.
This thing rotates and spins all at the same time. So you're turning forward, and you're spinning side to side, and not just side to side, but continuous in the sideways motion.
Yeah.
And then you spin around in a horizontal motion, so you get three different forces going at once.
Sounds like fun.
Well, they got off of it, and they almost couldn't walk.
Yeah, I bet.
I guess this House of Blues gift shop is affiliated with the restaurant.
So what the heck is House of Blues, man? Is that a movie or something?
I don't know. I haven't a clue.
I was almost embarrassed to ask, but I'm glad I did now.
Well,
I'm not the
New
only
Orleans,
one.
The House of Blues is a bar.
Oh, okay. That's
just a blues bar.
Hmm.
But here in Disney, I think it's, I don't know. I really don't know. Now, last time we came, we walked down this far. We didn't go down all the way to the end.
Hmm.
But we came from the other direction.
Yeah. Yeah, we came in on the other side last year, didn't we? Or last, whenever it was we were here.
And this is the Virginian Megastore. That's where they have the theme t-shirts or theme clothes for the movies.
Virginia, did you say?
B-I-R-G-I-N, Virginian Megastore. A lot of theaters.
Just movie theaters?
Uh-huh, AMC, 24-hour theater. Pop gallery to our right. It's an art gallery.
Huh.
Bongos to our left. That's the name of a restaurant.
That's not that Cuban one, is it?
It sure is. Hey, that means cigars are close by.
Yeah.
Magic Masters, a magic shop.
I'll be darned.
Make yourself disappear. Not only will make your money disappear.
Yeah. This whole place is magic.
Real good at that. Yeah, this is the Cuban restaurant jar. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah, good drink, too. I forget what the heck it was, but
Salsa Family Cigar Store.
I'll be darned.
You going to get a cigar?
I might as well.
I ain't going to smoke it just right now.
No, maybe after dinner.
Actually, I think I'm going to wait till I get
home. Oh, yeah, take it home. This is where the guy hand rolls them, right?
This is it. This is the guy hand rolling the cigar right here. He's doing it as we speak.
It smells good in here.
Yes, it does. One of the few places I've been in you can smoke inside.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me a couple cigars.
Okay, grab me a couple too.
All right. You want to stay where you are where the guy's rolling them? Or?
Oh, I'll walk over here with you. That must be quite an art, rolling those.
They actually did a TV show on the Discovery Channel about rolling cigars and how much is involved in it. And the I want whatever he's making there.
Oh, just grab it from there.
Oh, okay.
And bring them here.
All right. How you doing? How many you want, Larry?
Two.
All right. Got a couple.
How long did it take you to learn to roll those?
A year.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Now, how come you use glue? I thought they used taking spit on their finger and did that.
This?
Yeah, that's glue, isn't it?
Yeah, that's vegetable glue.
Well, I'll be darned.
You don't mean a saliva?
No, that's not.
That was the old days, huh?
The old man, probably, but yeah. The new generation, they
yeah. Yeah, pretty neat. Now, you have to let these sit for a while and age before you smoke them, or you can smoke them right away, or?
Yeah, you can smoke them.
I'll be darned. You just rolled these that I have in my hand, huh?
Yeah.
All right, neat.
Fresh.
Fresh, all right.
So the outside's a big tobacco leaf too, right?
Yeah. It's all tobacco leaf.
Okay.
It's like 7 million tobacco leaves.
Okay.
It's something like, do you know Macanudo? It's something like that.
Okay, I like those. It's good. Here you go, check it out, Larry.
Boy, that's a nice tie roll.
Mm-hmm. If you want, I can cut this one for you more shorter too.
Did you get you a couple of them?
I got me two of them.
All right.
Let's head that way.
Man, that's a good size cigar.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's interesting. Just to watch him roll those is neat.
He starts
with a wad of tobacco and then he starts wrapping leaves around the outside of it.
Welcome now?
No, I'm going to print them later. Unless you have a plane. Not a cutter. Just a plane? Yes, one only.
Just one?
Mm-hmm. Ready? You want yours cut or punch?
What do you recommend?
I don't like chewing the tobacco in my mouth, and the punch, you don't get any in your mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll punch them.
1065.
You want one punch?
Yes, please. Well, good. I'll be able to pay you that $2 back.
That'll work.
Here you go, sir.
All right. Alright.
Alrighty.
You got some matches right here.
Okay. Good wooden matches too.
Mm-hmm.
$9.35 and change.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 35.
All right, thank you.
Your five's on top.
All right, and here's your two, Ron.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I think this is about what they cost last time we were here.
Yeah, couldn't remember what we paid for them. But that sounds about
I
right.
I gave him a 10. Best I can tell you.
You know, I think we got some cigars at CSUN a couple years ago, and I brought one home and I totally forgot about it. And man, that thing fell apart when I touched it, dried up.
You gotta keep it in the humidor to keep them moist.
Yeah, which I don't have. Man, what are they doing there?
The magic shop.
Oh.
They made something disappear. You can watch the guy, he's got. Some type of fur animal, it looks like. Of course, it's not real, but he manipulates it to where it's a little beaver. He manipulates it where it looks like it's real. Jumps around.
I'll be darned.
It wags its tail, it's jumping up and down, jumping on top of his head. Pretty good. Of course, they're selling them.
Of course. And they're not cheap.
Oh, I don't even want to ask. Wolfgang Puck. I seen him on that food channel.
Yeah.
Linda watches that religiously, not just him, but
you know, that's not a that's not a bad channel to watch. I thought it was kind of yeah. I mean, I watch Rachel Ray on there sometimes.
Yeah, she slid down quite a bit. She got married.
Got thin.
Oh, I didn't know she got married.
Mm-hmm. They actually had one of her and her husband over in Europe, I guess Italy.
Hmm.
She wasn't cooking on that. She was going to all the restaurants.
Yeah. Well, she has that one show like where you can travel on $30 or $40 a day or something.
Oh, yeah, I've seen maybe once. Mostly what Linda watches is a meal in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good show. Good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Then there's the other one, heavyset lady. They call her the barefoot contestant.
Yeah, the Italian lady.
Yeah, and she does a lot of picnic type of things. Always going to the beach with her, you know, taking her picnic basket, whatever she cooks. That's pretty neat.
What's this over to the left?
This is that mega store.
Oh, okay. Big, huh? Mega.
In the Disney Theater, the previews are being shown out here. Well, Circus Soleil is opening because the crowds are moving now. Now, last week came, Keith and Cindy came with us, and they went dancing later.
Oh, did they?
That was, I guess, last year. I don't remember.
Was it? I can't remember either.
Walking by, a lot of the older girls and their teens are dressed like pirates, and so are the guys. You know, they got the striped top and the high boots and all that. I guess that's because of that movie.
I guess so.
Or maybe they're just getting off from Disney World. All right, we're gonna go on inside.
All righty.
I see Tony's still sitting. Catch that on your right there.
Okay.
Oh, big beer.
Can you believe that's ugly?
And look what he bought me.
What did he buy you, Mo?
He bought me this. A little bitty bitty beer.
Oh.
Oh, you got the mini beer. The mini beer for the mini Mo.
Big beer.
I want one of those.
No, we don't want to carry you home.
The beer's as big as your head.
Uh-huh.
It's $7 and a half. I said, holy shit, I could have gotten a half, six pack for that.
Well, or a pitcher. Did you get Amberbach?
No. This is a Heineken.
Oh, well, that's good beer.
Seen
you should see that
shaped
can,
like
Larry.
A cake or a barrel.
I've never seen cans like that.
Oh, that's like what was at the store the other day,
like
wasn't it? Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, they have 24-ounce ones over there at the drugstore.
Right across the street from the hotel at that CVS.
Probably for the same
cans?
Place as this.
Yeah, yes. big cans like that.
Oh, how cool.
I'm sure they have them back in the
little. I want one of those.
They won't let you on the airplane, I mean. They may.
Did you know that I bought 12 beers from Mexico? No, yeah, 12. My cousin works for this place that sells beer. And as a Christmas gift, they gave me my 12 pack of Negra Modelo was
Negra
here.
Modelo.
Yeah. He said, yeah, you take this. I cannot do that. I'm going to have to drink it before I leave. Man, I couldn't drink it, so I put it in a suitcase, and it got here.
Did it clear?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. 12 in my refrigerator. I ought to put them in my suitcase.
Yeah.
See, he said just put a bungee cord and just get it as a carry.
Look at the size of these cigars, Mo.
Oh,
the guy was hand rolling them.
They didn't have a pipe.
They did not have a pipe.
Cool. You need a corn cob pipe.
Yeah.
What did you, what flavor did you buy?
I got the mild. It's, don't tell me what it was like.
Not Cuban.
No, not yet.
They're not real strong. They had some real strong ones.
Castro's going to kick off here any day now.
Yeah,
he's going to open the doors.
Castro kick-ass.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was us keeping from going over there.
Probably it is.
It's all fraud.
Yeah.
I want to go there on vacation.
You could go to, what is that, Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to go there.
They'll send you there.
Yeah, you'd be locked up as a terrorist.
Yeah.
Cool. Especially with friends like you.
Yeah.
Did you check out the chair? There's bottle caps nailed to it.
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah, that's how they decorate it. Instead of button tuck, they got bottle caps for their buttons.
Look at the decoration around the door.
Yeah, did you see the ceiling? They have shoes.
Shoes?
Oh, they do. Shoes are outlining. Yeah, I see that. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
So what is House of Blues, Tony?
I don't know. I should know, but I don't.
Now, is it like patterned after the blues house in New Orleans?
I think it's where it originated, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's part of the same chain.
Is it?
It's like that Waffle House.
Like what?
The Waffle House.
Yeah.
See, these are blues.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, if this is like the Waffle House, I think we're in the wrong place.
You get blue waffles.
The blue waffles.
Yeah.
Better have a drink.
You can't get a can of Heineken like that at the Waffle House.
I wish you could.
Yeah, Heineken and a waffle.
There you go. Cures it all.
I like the way they did the bottle caps nailed to the. Check it out, Larry. This is all bottle caps.
I'll be done.
It looks pretty nice.
It does. Very artfully done.
You want to check out the shoes?
Yeah, I got to now that you told me about it.
Do they actually pay people or something like that?
Yeah, they do. I'm not going to check too close on the shoes myself. I don't know who wore them last. They're all up and down. All around the door. Just nailed to the wall. Nailed to the door frame. I
wonder what that's about. Oh, all decorate. Different kinds of shoes,
yeah.
Too.
They're all painted. One's painted with a keyboard.
Who's that, a bottle opener right there?
That sure is. There's your can up there on top, one of them big cans. Of
oh, yeah.
Pretty neat.
That's a lot.
Dance shoes.
They have a wing tip down here where they painted all this stuff.
Is there a wing tip?
Yeah
there sure is. Well, that looks like my pair.
They got it painted. It looks like orange on the ends. Yeah.
I'm going to have to do that to mine. I like that.
And then they put blue stars on.
There you go, Raj. Make a fashion statement.
We'll do that.
And then we'll get you that jester hat.
Yeah.
You need one of these down here with the glitter on it, right?
Well, you know, the kids do have glitter crayons at home. There you go. Now I know.
We'll be expecting to see you in those at annual meeting.
Oh, yeah. That would definitely be a one-man show. They have a
miniature coffin, like a voodoo coffin, hanging on the wall.
Huh.
I guess that's what that is. Yep, that's what it is. Now, one year we went in a place that had a race car hanging somewhere.
Yeah, that was at Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. Over the bar, they had a race car, full size, and it was hanging from the ceiling.
Really?
Uh-huh. I don't know how they got it there, but it was there.
Yeah, and it had the base of the bar was all big 55-gallon barrels.
Mm-hmm, that's right. I forgot about that.
You know, in Mexico City, they had these... restaurant called Cadillac.
Uh-huh.
And they had half a Cadillac at the front of their restaurant.
Is that right? That's neat. I've seen stuff like that where they make it into a couch. They cut it out and make a couch out of it.
So I'll be darned. Well, there's a Spinelli's there in Louisville that's got a 1962 Lincoln Continental that's a boot. You actually sit in the back seat and the front seat, and there's a table between them.
Oh, really?
There's a trunk and the hood are there. And you open the door to get in it.
That is neat.
What is this?
Spinelli's over there on Bardstown Road. Little pizza place.
I'll be damned.
Well, I can remember going to the drive-in movie theater, backing in, getting out some soft drinks and popcorn and watching the movie.
Yeah.
Your own little booth.
Big old metal box hanging on your window there.
Y'all used to have drive-ins in Mexico?
Yes, we did. Actually, there was one real close to the neighborhood where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
And we could see the movies from my house.
Oh.
If you get, like, not necessarily the roof, but the upper level in the house, you could see the movies from there. Of course, you couldn't hear anything, but we used to go there a lot.
Now, 10 years ago, we don't have them anymore here. They're gone. I don't know why.
You know what? When I was in Shelbyville as an exchange student, that was 87, 88,
uh-huh.
I came to Louisville to a drive-in.
There's still a couple of them in Louisville running.
There's one over in Georgetown.
Yeah, there's one there and one in Louisville.
They're all gone.
Yeah, it was 87
or 88. They call them the Passion Pit.
Yeah. Well, no, that was the back two rows.
It was passionate.
If you got in the
that was the balcony.
You were okay. Yeah, the back two rows at the drive-in was the passion. I can remember swatting mosquitoes.
Yeah, and it being hot.
Yeah. And then if it would rain, you couldn't see nothing because of rain.
Yeah.
Good old days.
Oh, we're going.
All right.
We timed that pretty good.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Tony's got to walk out there and give it to the whoever.
Okay.
They even have shoes on the ceiling. Did you see that, Amanda?
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of like part of their light, their chandelier.
Glasses, he said, huh?
Glasses?
Like cups?
Yep, they
like,
sure do.
Wine glasses?
They sure do. I didn't notice. That's all part of the light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tire. A rubber tire in the middle.
I'll be darned.
Okay.
Yeah, like off of a car or a trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unique.
We'll have to talk to their decorator, huh?
Looks like somebody came to my house, man.
You're not looking at that with envy, are you, Raj?
Yeah, I am. Man, that would be neat. I could do that in my living room. That beats my PVC clock.
Yeah.
I can't believe they don't sell shot glasses.
They don't?
I wanted to buy one.
Yeah, there's a souvenir shop right up the street.
Oh, okay. Maybe they have something.
Okay. Okay.
Come.
Well, that's going to do it for this sound seeing tour of Blind Cool Tech. Thanks for joining us.
You don't want to eat with us, do you?
I bet they'd love to eat with us, but it's not fair because it tastes so good. You just have to listen, you know. I wish they could smell it.
A lot of chopping. Oh, oh. When we leave here, we'll go up to the gift shop and you can get you a shot glass. Yeah.
There's a, somebody, I don't know who got it at my house, there's a little shot glass sitting on the window. It's crooked. It says Tipsy in Kentucky on it. It kind of leans to the side, got a twist in it. $150 what? Do you really? Wow.
Every place I go, I try to buy one.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah. You got a display or something?
Actually, I have them all over my wall. As you come in to the main door, to the left, the whole wall is full of...
You, don't tell me you cases. Nail them to your wall like they did the shoes, right?
No.
How do you have them mounted on there? Oh, cases.
Yeah, they have like wooden cases.
Oh, I'll be darned. So what's your most unique one, Mo?
You know what? I love the Maker's Mark one.
Because it's got wax on it or something?
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's tactile too,
yeah.
Huh?
Real funky retro colors, shiny retro colors. Let's say Las Vegas.
Now, did you get that at Las Vegas, or somebody brought it back?
No, I don't have any of them that anybody brought back. All of them I've been.
Got.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long you been collecting them?
Six, 7 years.
Since you've been at APA?
Yeah. Wow. That's when I started because every time I went to a new place, I thought, oh, what can I buy?
Yeah.
Instead, every once in a while I would buy a t-shirt, and then I thought, oh, I collect something.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on.
That sounds like a good thing to collect.
Yeah, it's
really good. Anybody with you?
Yes. Yes, we are.
You want to sit at the end of the table or on the side?
Doesn't matter to me.
You're at the end right there.
Alrighty. That doesn't mean I'm picking up the tab, does it?
You got it. You're the department with big bucks, right?
Right. I thought maybe this would be a marketing gimmick here, Tony.
Sounds good.
Oh, just don't let me visit.
Hey, you're $100 worth of bag there.
Back over that gift store, Maria was telling me that she got some coffee mugs. And the bottom half of like Mickey Mouse and the bottom half of Donald Duck.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I have to get those for back to my kids.
They're really cool, yeah. I got the Donald Duck, and it's just 2 feet and the tail, and then a little bit of the blue, you know, the uniform that he uses. And then I got Grumpy, and it has the... You know, the shoes, like the pointy shoes.
Yeah.
And then he has like just a triangle of beer that comes up from here.
Yeah.
And inside each mug says Grumpy or Donald Duck or Mickey. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Okay. Everything's going to run around $10 to $11 on the first flavors. Now, I assume that's appetizers. Pan served voodoo shrimp with rosemary cornbread and Dixie beer reduction. I don't know what beer reduction is. Next is brick oven roasted pizza with spinach, feta cheese, roasted garlic, pasta, pesto, and mozzarella cheese. Next is brick oven roasted pizza with pepperoni, marinara, and mozzarella cheese.
Now these are the appetizers, you said?
I would assume that. Do we even want an appetizer?
I don't. Do you guys?
Well, let's move on. Salads. They have a grilled flat iron steak salad with black beans, grilled corn, diced tomatoes.
No salad for me either.
Moving on. Sandwiches. Anyone want a sandwich?
Let's skip them temporarily anyway.
Southern specialties.
There you go.
Grilled 8-ounce filet mignon stuffed with tomato, capote, basil, and goat cheese, and topped with red wine sauce, mashed potatoes, and sautéed vegetables, $26.95. Grilled 14-ounce New York strip served with portobello mushroom sauce, mashed potatoes, and sautéed vegetables, $29.95. Ball off the bone baby back ribs with Jim Beam barbecue sauce.
And now you're talking.
Mashed sweet potatoes and green beans, $24.95.
How many ribs you get?
Half a rack, a full rack. Full rack is $24.95. Half a rack is $14.95.
Okay.
Then you have Creole seafood, jambalaya with shrimp, chicken. And I don't know this word at all. Andouille.
Andouille.
Whatever sausage.
That's that French sausage. That is good.
And roasted green onions, $18.95. Grilled filet of Atlantic salmon with shrimp, jambalaya, R-I-S-O-T-E-O.
Good.
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. Heather, I'm
going to
be taking care of you guys.
All right.
Can I get you some more Heiney?
Yes, please.
Yep. All right. Fantastic.
I'll take a Heiney.
A Heiney. All right. Fantastic. How about you, sir?
Coke to me.
Coke? Okay. How about you, sir?
Coke.
Okay. So I have two Heineys, two Cokes.
Water. All right. I'm
right out there. Fantastic. All right.
I'll be going to drive at my
time. Oh, I see. All right. Fantastic. Well, just to let you guys know, our fresh catch seaweed halibut, you can have that prepared grilled or blackened, comes with mashed potatoes and veggies for $17.95. And our seaweed is going to be a vegetarian black bean soup served with salsa and sour cream.
Well, this sounds okay.
I will get some drinks going for you. Do you guys want to do any appetizers at all? Spinach dip, voodoo shrimp, calamari, cornbread?
I think we're ready for the real deal.
Okay, sure.
Well, it looks interesting, Raj.
Cajun meatloaf.
The what?
Cajun meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. I bet that does.
With mushroom gravy and sauteed prime for that. The Cajun meatloaf, that's got to be easy. And that was with mashed potatoes.
Thank you.
All right. I'll start here, and then I'll come back.
Salted vegetables and mushroom gravy for $16.50.
Are you ready?
How much was that andouille sausage?
That was $18.95.
Okay.
That was Creole seafood, jambalaya with shrimp, chicken andouille sausage, and roasted green onions.
Hmm.
Then they have wild mushroom pasta with henna, S-H-I-T-A-K.
You know what, guys? I'll get your drinks.
All right.
I'll come back because these two are really sure. So I'll be back.
Okay.
Whatever a shiitake oyster is, shiitake, and then oyster, and portobello mushrooms, chicken, and smoked Gouda cheese, G-O-U-D-A. Is that like Gouda, only Gouda?
No, you're saying it right, though, Gouda cheese.
Cajun meatloaf, that's what I'm going to go for.
That does sound good.
Then we have pita pasta with roasted red pepper, spinach, roasted garlic, and Parmesan cheese and white wine sauce. And all these run between $16 and $18.
What was the last one?
Pita pasta with roasted red pepper, spinach, roasted garlic, and Parmesan cheese and white pine sauce. And last, we have some crispy fried chicken tenders with honey mustard, Cajun marmalade, and seasoned French fries.
What are you getting, Mo?
I think the ribs.
Me too.
Y'all are going to be a mess.
After smelling them, wow.
Maybe they'll bring you a bib out.
Yeah, or some wet towel or something.
Well, I'm going to go for that Cajun meatloaf. That's got to be unique.
That does sound good. Uh-huh.
I wonder if it's black.
Well, I should go for that. What was that? That was jambalaya that had the sausage in it?
Uh-huh. It was grilled filet of Atlantic salmon with shrimp, jambalaya, risotto, asparagus sticks, not the right word. Creole seafood jambalaya with shrimp, chicken, angelaya sausage, and roasted green onions.
Wow. And that's how much?
$18.95.
Okay.
A half rack, $14.95, or a full rack, $24.95.
You're going to get both?
No. But I think I am going to get the full rack.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Oh, man, I don't think I can even think about it. Oh, you're a big guy, though.
Yeah.
I'm just a mere little wisp.
A little wisp in the wind.
Yeah. Not as little as Mo. That's mini Mo.
I don't think I can do a full rack.
Hey, I ate that Billy Mignon.
That sounded good, too.
That was good.
Did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh,
I was talking about the night before.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said there was a filet on there.
A heiny.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
and
you.
Another heiny. Thank you. And Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
Coca-Cola.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking for the filet and I can't find
it. I think it was the first one, Raj.
All right. Okay. Have we made the decision?
We've decided. We're ready. Well, baby cakes, I'm having the full rack of ribs.
Excellent. And are you okay with those sweet mashed potatoes it comes with?
I'm more than okay with
them. Excellent. All right. How about you, sweetie?
I'm going to have the ribs also.
Excellent. And half or full? Half, okay.
I'll go for the whole.
No, I don't think I can do that.
And you want regular mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Regular?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Sounds like a plan, but I'm going to move this over to the left there. Alrighty. Fantastic. Alright, how about you, sir? What do we have, baby?
We have the...
I'm just going to grab the menu there.
Okay.
The Cajun meatloaf.
Okay. Hello. I can spell.
No, I'm going
to
do this.
I'm the sighted person here. Who pours the Coke down there?
That's right, Rod.
I tilt the glasses. I'm tilting the straw towards me, and the whole Coke goes down my
throat. Sounds like a plan. I will get that put in for you guys. My name is Heather. If you need anything else, let me know, okay?
All right, thanks.
No problem. Baby
cakes.
Yeah, I love it when people call me baby cakes. What'd she call you? She called you baby, didn't she? Mo?
Didn't yeah. She?
Oh, yeah, baby, I think it was.
But not baby cakes.
Rumor.
You just have to start calling me baby cakes at work now. Big baby cakes.
Armando, do you have a nickname?
I'm gonna have to buy you that hat and the cake and all.
Yeah.
Did she call you a name?
Hey, no.
Oh, no.
I don't.
What'd she call you?
She called me Sweet. Sweet thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He wishes that
I'm talking about the waitress.
What's
talking
about the nickname from where he is, Mini Mo.
Sometimes she's a birthday girl.
Sweetie.
I think they're on to you guys' ruse there.
Yeah.
We're going to have to start printing up fake IDs.
365 of them, huh?
Well, you've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.
I'm not going to like my heating bill this time.
I don't think I'll complain about 39.
No.
Actually, today we sat by the pool for a little bit. It was very nice. As long as the wind was not blowing, it was perfect.
I think about 2 o'clock, about quarter Chelsea, there was a lot of people, I think.